The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I want to tell you my secret now. I see dead people.
In your dreams? While you're awake? Dead people, like, in graves and coffins?
Walking around like regular people.
Kaiser Sosa.
If he comes up for anything, he's going to get rid of me.
But I'm sure Keaton is dead.
I can't feel my legs, Kaiser.
First thing I learned on the job, you know what it was? How to spot a murderer.
Hey, tell me you got the cripple in there from New York.
Yeah.
He mentioned Kaiser Sosa.
Who?
After that, my guess is you'll never hear from him again.
What did you just say?
What is wrong with you?
Why didn't you just call me? Say my name.
Tyler Durden. Tyler Durden, you f***ing freak. What's going on?
Why do people think that I'm you? Answer me!
Shit.
Answer me. Why do people think that I'm you?
I think you know.
Now, what do you make of that compilation of clips? Well, if you're someone who needs to know how a TV show or a film ends, or maybe you'll shut down all media around you until you reach the end of a series, well, someone we know who has to know the end is News Talk's own Sue Murphy. Sue, good morning. Spoilers.
Yes.
You like spoilers. You like to know the ending.
I do like to. Now, I will caveat this with I like to know the ending of certain kinds of films. So I, in terms of horror, anything to do with like a child protection issue, if there's anything like, I was never like this before. I had two kids, and ever since that, if I'm watching something there, there's a danger to a child, I can't actually enjoy the film without knowing if the child is okay at the end.
So if you're on a streaming platform or even a recording,
yeah,
you will actually fast forward to find out and then go back and watch
then go back and watch it. And it's a much more comfortable experience for me because then I'm like, okay, I know. So say, for instance, I don't know if you know Eric, which is the series on Netflix with Benedict Cumberbatch, and his son goes missing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I can't actually watch this. I can't finish it through to the end unless I know that child is okay. So I went to the last episode, found out what happened, and then went back and watched it.
You've just spoiled it now for people who've never watched Eric.
I was about to say, even if it's a bad ending, at least I'm preparing myself for what's about to happen. It's kind of like it's nearly like a control thing. I have to be okay with the end. Like I know, and it's so fun. I know I'm going to be given out to because obviously I review films every week. So people are going to be like, what? I can't believe it. Because, you know, a writer writes something in a way that they're revealing something to you over the 10 episodes. So say if you're watching a crime or a thriller or something like that, that over the 10 episodes, they're dropping little hints all the way and they want you to follow that lead or they're leading you in a certain direction. So watching the last episode actually ruins the whole experience.
So give me some examples where you've had to fast forward.
So Eric would be the big one. Woman, because I just was so real, like profoundly upset by that series and by what happened. Woman of the Hour was the other one. That's the Anna Kendrick one that's on Netflix now at the moment. I actually guessed the end of The Sixth Sense before I went to see it. Spoiler warning, if anyone has, I'd say everyone has seen The Sixth Sense. But those kind of films where it's a safety issue. Actually, the other thing I tend to do is say if it's on something like that's on it, like Mare of Easttown with Kate Winslet, I would try and build up a bank of the episodes so I can go and find out if at the end of the series.
You mean rather than be waiting for an episode to drop. You'll make sure you've loads so you won't be left hanging.
Yeah.
You have to get to the end.
Yeah. I just find it, so I looked into it and they were talking about fight or flight. So obviously we have that normal amount of anxiety where you worry about something's going to happen or fight or flight. But that actually takes your, in some of the studies they've done, that actually takes your concentration on what's happening. I remember a psychologist that was talking about it was like, you know, oh, I mightn't appreciate that butterfly that's going on in the background because I'm worried about what's going to happen in the next scene. So sometimes with books as well, I'll read to the end. So there was I can't remember what the book I was reading recently, but the daughter had already disappeared and it was being told the mother was looking back at what had happened. And I was like, I need to find out what happened to the daughter at the end so I can go back to read the rest of the book to be okay with the rest of the book.
Is this a common phenomenon? Because the whole idea of a thriller is that you remain on the edge of your seat, whether you're reading the book or watching the TV show.
Yeah.
And the denouement is the payoff for your time and trouble watching or reading.
Yeah, and I mean, I think the spoiler warning thing got out of control because I think there was an anxiety around spoilers, particularly around series like the ones that would have been coming through every week, like The Sopranos, Game of Thrones. My God, there was what people had to get up in the middle of the night to watch the last episode of Game of Thrones to make sure nobody was going to tell them about it. But I think more and more people are now sharing spoilers. So there's a guy online, I think it's The Bachelorette, I think it is, or one of those American shows, and he shares all the spoilers about what's coming up in the series. I
presume The Bachelorette is fairly trivial kind of material.
But the EastEnders is the other one that I look up all the time. So I never really watch EastEnders during the year, but I'll always watch it at Christmas. So I'll go back and I'll try and figure out what's going to happen in the lead up to the Christmas episode. And they kind of give away tidbits all the way up into December. So I'll know what's happening on Christmas. I know it sounds like I've a really bad problem, but...
No, I'm wondering, there isn't the American thing. You watch a thriller or a war movie or whatever, and you've got the hero.
Yeah.
And the hero never, ever ends up dead.
No.
I mean, the hero always survives. And
no.
It's something in the American psyche. They need to have
hope.
A happy resolution where the American always wins.
Yeah. And you have to have hope. And I think a lot of those, like sometimes when you watch the end of them where they leave the ambiguous ending, I think people really struggle with that. Like, say, if you're talking about any of the Christopher Nolan films and you get to the end, like Inception, or you get to the end, you're like, what happened? Did he go back to the kids? Is he alive? What's going on? I think people struggle with that. But also, there's the rewatch element. So people would say, I know the end of The Sixth Sense, I'm not going to rewatch it again. But actually, studies have shown that people will go back and but because they enjoyed the viewing experience up to that point, and they're looking for the clues. Like, I've rewatched Fight Club loads of times to watch for the clues all the way through the film. So I don't know if it necessarily completely spoils it. I understand if you don't want to know the end of it, but it depends on the person. But I think it really depends on the film or the TV show as well.
I find this extraordinary.
I know. I knew you were going to be very upset about this. I don't think I've ever said this out loud before. I don't think my husband even knows I do this. If I'm watching something with him, I'll tend to just watch it as I go along. But if I'm by myself, I will. Especially if I'm in a house by myself and I'm watching like a horror, I'll be like, I have to find out that everyone's alive.
It's almost like, you know, a football game and you haven't been able to watch it live and you're off somewhere and you come back and you've recorded it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you know the end, it's not worth watching the damn thing.
So I would watch NFL like that, American football. So sometimes on a Monday, if I've taped the game from the night before, I'll know what's happened, but I'll just need to watch that last quarter just to see what happens.
My goodness, Sue, thank you very much for that
confession.
Yeah, and I wonder, are there more people out there like you? Sue Murphy of News Talk fame, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.